For the second time in a week, we're back at the Pleasant Street Tea Company with the story behind the recipe with Heather Atwood. And Heather, how you doing?
I'm good, Rick. How are you?
Okay. We're just ducky. And let's get into it. We want to talk, first of all, about something we touched on a couple of weeks ago, and that was a young lady in Rockport or somewhere on Cape Ann who was going to be on a TV show.
Exactly. Lila DeLuca. She is 10 years old, and she may sound like an unlikely television star, but she's from Rockport, and she is about to debut her cooking career on the Fox MasterChef Junior television series, which starts February 9th. And little Lila from Rockport, Massachusetts, she spent her entire life, all of her entire 10 years.
My whole life.
Her whole life going to Appleton Farms. Do you know what Appleton Farms is? Appleton Farms is a trustee of reservation farm in Ipswich. It's one of the oldest working family farms in the country. It's something like 600 acres, and they have a CSA program, Community Supported Agriculture. So Lila's parents bought a share in that CSA before Lila was born. So her entire life, she has spent her springs, summers, and falls going to Appleton Farms and picking up her beautiful supply of vegetables. So it's kind of a family that cares about food. And they also have a boat, and they spend a lot of time fishing. And Lila learned to love striped bass, and she learned to love flounder because they would catch it. So she is going to debut on the MasterChef Junior cooking television show. Mm-hmm. She's one of 40 kids who made it to the show. We don't have no idea how she does. She may win, for all we know. You know?
Okay. How does that work? Do they give them a recipe and they have to make something? How does it work?
They do all kinds of crazy things, and I don't really know. When I say crazy, whimsical is kind of, okay. You know, and I don't know what they do on this show, but, you know, it would be things like they take all the kids to the beach and they give them, you know, they'll have a pile of ingredients and they'll say, okay.
They're given a task to do.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Okay. Yeah. And you know, so there's certain tasks. Sometimes they're in teams, I think. Sometimes they're not. But, and, you know, at each challenge, some kids win and some kids get bumped off. So, and it winnows down to the one winner.
Okay.
So, and right. Lila's there. It's a big deal to be on this show.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, we wish her well. The other thing that we're going to talk about, a couple weeks ago, you did one of the top 50 recipes in the world that I thought was fascinating, and how common it is and how easy the recipe was to use, how popular it is, and I want to revisit that. So have you got another one?
I have two.
Okay.
Because that is a great, lists are great, right? We all love lists. So that recipe, chicken rice, came from the top 50 recipe dishes in the world. Not recipes, dishes in the world.
Okay.
Most popular. Top most popular dishes in the world. So I thought we should start with number 50 and maybe number 49.
Oh, I like that. All right.
Because number 50 is so simple. I thought, okay, mm-hmm. I'm going to move on to number 49 too. So I'm going to tell you, which do you want first, 49 or 50?
We'll go 50. We'll go backwards, sure.
Okay. The 50th most popular dish in the entire world is, da-da-da, buttered popcorn.
See, now you're talking my stuff. This is good.
Right. Do you know how to make
this
buttered popcorn?
This is language I can understand.
Exactly. Do you have a good recipe for that?
No.
Okay. So, so microwave or on top of the stove? How do you feel about that?
For me, it's obviously microwave. When my wife makes it, she's got a popper, a recipe, a mix of butter and salt.
Yeah, that's the way it should be. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't even think about microwave popcorn. Mm-hmm. But so anyway, that's number 50, which is kind of amazing. And number 49 is definitely not as simple. Number 49 is something called masala dosa.
I'm not going to guess.
Okay. It's an Indian dish. It is basically an Indian crepe, which is a very, very thin pancake. And it's filled with a really spicy masala, is a spice mixture, any sort of spice mixture in India, and there are all kinds of different mixtures. So you know it's going to be spicy by the masala part, but it's filled with potatoes, some sort of spicy potatoes with some kind of lots of fragrance in there. And it's traditionally served for breakfast. And they dip it in chutney, and they dip it in, they put cilantro on it, and all kinds of things. So that's breakfast, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I have to add that these crepes are not all that easy. I think it's kind of amazing that this dish is so popular, because the crepes, the pancake part, are made with fermented rice and split black beans. Okay, so you have to get rice and split hulled black beans. Black lentils, not black beans, black lentils. You soak them in water for like 12 hours, and they ferment a bit, and then you drain them, and you make a paste, and then you ultimately make a batter. That's not easy, right?
You're talking about 12 hours of preparation for breakfast?
No, the prepping thing is just soaking, so you have to think about that in days in advance. But it's not a recipe that you just turn out of your kitchen, and you have to find the blacks, lentils, and so it's something that is best eaten at your favorite Indian restaurant. That's what I think.
I was going to say, I'm shaking my head, saying, no, I'm going to come to the Pleasant Street Tea Company, get my muffin and my cup of coffee.
All right, so you'll avoid number 49, but you'll
probably,
go right to 50.
Probably. Yeah. Oh, definitely. Now, how does one come across something like this? I know that on your blog, we generally link to it and grab that. So how do we find out about these in more detail or read about it? What do you suggest we look at?
You mean each of these recipes or that list?
Either all of the above, whatever.
Well,
like if you want to know more information about world's best dishes, how'd you come across it?
How did I? Because I was doing a story on chicken rice, and I Googled chicken rice, and it came up as number 43 on the world's best top 50 mm-hmm. best dishes.
Okay.
So the list is online. So if you want to cheat, and that means we won't be able to go to number 48 next week.
I'm sure we will, because you can explain it.
Okay, all right. It's produced by CNN, this list.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think it's a fascinating list.
Now, is that fake news or CNN?
I want to be a believer here. I did wonder, though. When I first looked, I thought, how do I know this list is true? But, you know, even if this list is alternate facts, mm-hmm. it's an interesting list to look at. Okay?
Uh-huh. 1984. Right. Okay, so what I'd like you to know. I'm not going to say it that way. But what would be cool?
Assign it.
Come up with in the future somewhere down the road. We got to come up with maybe the top 10 dishes, fish dishes in New England or on Cape Ann or something like that. Some kind of favorite thing, you know, around here. You know what I'm saying? Do some research. I'm not going to make more work for you, but wouldn't it be fun to figure out, okay, what is popular? What's popular in Cape Ann? What's popular down in the Peabody, Salem, Beverly area? That kind of thing. Just for the hell of it.
Yeah, I think we should do that.
Okay.
I think we should start a survey, and then we'll figure it out.
Well, I'm just saying, part of your book, make that a chapter in your book, and you know, so that way the research won't go unwarranted.
Yeah,
you know.
Right.
All right, Heather. Anything else you want to mention?
I think I'm overwhelmed by the world right now. So that's all I got for food.
Okay. All right. So comfort food.
Comfort food. That's what we need, right?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Next week, comfort food.
And you got it.
48 on the list.
All right. So number 48 and comfort food next week on the story behind the recipe with Heather Atwood.